Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pre-trial hearings have concluded in Georgia for former President Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case. Trump's lawyer is arguing the charges should be dismissed on First Amendment grounds. Here's Sam Greenglass of member station WABE.
Judge Scott McAfee has already tossed out several counts in the indictment, saying they weren't specific enough. Trump's lawyer, Steve Sadow, is asking the court to dismiss all the charges against his client, saying Trump's activities after the 2020 election were constitutionally protected.
Take out the political speech, no criminal charges. Political speech disagreed with, basis for all charges.
Prosecutor Donald Wakeford said Trump's activities went beyond political speech.
Who was part of an overarching criminal conspiracy trying to overturn election results for an election he did not win.
A trial date has not been set. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
President Biden attends a major fundraiser in New York City tonight, also to be attended by former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Baltimore, Maryland authorities are now focused on a salvage operation to clear the massive tangle of debris in the Patapsco River, where a ship struck and collapsed a major bridge. This is four men who fell into the water, still missing and presumed dead. Two of them were longstanding members of the immigrant advocacy group CASA. The organization's executive director, Gustavo Torres, identified one of the missing men as Minor Sandoval and the other as
Miguel Luna from El Salvador. He left at 6:30 p.m. Monday evening for work and since had not come home. He's a husband, a father of three, and has called Meridian home for over 19 years.
All of the victims were members of a construction crew working on pothole repairs at the time of the collapse. Two people were rescued early Tuesday. The bodies of two of their colleagues were found yesterday. And again, four individuals remain unaccounted for. The Palestinian Authority has announced a new cabinet as it faces global pressure to reform. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that the U.S. would like the authority to administer Gaza after the fighting there ends.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas named the 24 members by decree. They're largely little-known technocrats, and six are from Gaza. The authority has not held elections in nearly two decades and is deeply unpopular. It only governs part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. In Gaza in 2006, it lost elections to Hamas, which then battled its way to full control. The U.S. has called for a revitalized authority to oversee post-war Gaza as a step toward an eventual Palestinian state. Israel has a different vision. It wants to work with local leaders in Gaza and maintain military control there. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. stocks are trading higher. The Dow is up 73 points. It's NPR News. Disgraced CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding investors, creditors, and customers of FTX, the crypto exchange he founded. The 32-year-old was found guilty last November of stealing more than $8 billion. Prosecutors were asking for a sentence of 40 to 50 years. Bankman-Fried's lawyers were seeking 5 to 6. For his part, the former FTX CEO acknowledged that he had made a series of bad decisions and told the court that he was sorry about what had taken place at every stage. A new study finds that more than half of the Colorado River's water is used for agriculture, primarily to grow feed for livestock. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the river system is being threatened by overuse and climate change.
Roughly 40 million people rely on the Colorado River, but annual flows have shrunk during a climate change-fueled mega drought in the region that's persisted since the year 2000. Water users are now negotiating a deal for how to divvy the water up in the future, and the new study is meant to inform the debate. Brian Richter is the study's lead author and a fellow at the World Wildlife Fund.
The fact that irrigated farms use three times more water than all of the cities and industries combined in the basin, I thought was really, really interesting.
And portends, he says, some of the difficult choices that lie ahead. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The NASDAQ is down 4 points, the S&P has risen 9, and the Dow is up 46 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.